Good morning, dear Auravillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to all of you who are listeners from near and far. Today is Monday, 6th of April, and here in Auroville is partly cloudy and 27 degrees Celsius, and forecast for today says partly sunny and clear to partly cloudy over the night, with temperatures from low 26 to high 34, with heat index on 40 degrees Celsius. Sun will be blazing down on us with maximum ultraviolet index on 11, which is extreme, and we can expect some pretty strong southerly winds at 18 km per hour with occasional gusts on 32 km per hour. Moon is vanning gibbous, illuminated on 97%. Tomorrow we would be talking about Pony Farm and Mangalam Radial Road. And Resident Assembly Service have prepared a website with a case study on Mangalam Radial Project. The construction of this road, which is going through Pony Farm in Phase 2, has raised a number of opinions and arguments within the community. So this website is an attempt to provide a quick overview of the issue as well as detailed information and main arguments about it. They propose to use it as a reference for the general meeting tomorrow, 7th of April, where we will discuss which parts, tools and processes needed to be developed so that implementation can be an inclusive joint venture between residents and our appointed working groups. So they are welcoming to study the materials and enrich the process with our comments and suggestions. But we should remind to be constructive and positive, and remembering that Auroville will be a site of material and spiritual researches for our living embodiment of an actual human unity, which is in Auroville Charter. Tomorrow, 7th of April, at 4:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion International Zone, the Resident Assembly Service invites us to a general meeting to discuss the proposed construction of a new road, Mangalam Radial, in the Pony Farm area in Kottakkarai. On Saturday, 11th of April at 8 p.m. at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nivas Pavilion of India International Zone, we can listen to Vocal Colors, a concert of jazz, bossa nova, soul, pop and French chansons. On vocal, we will hear Ahilya, Jivatman, Susanna, Juliet, Malenka, Morgan and Victoria, and Matt will be on saxophone, Ed on guitar, Yurian on piano, Seb drums and Rolf on bass. The Accord team would like to invite all users of Town Hall Complex to a meeting on Wednesday, 8th of April at 4 p.m. at Sire Meeting Room. They are also reminding us that from the May 1st onward, the monthly contribution will no longer include the IT services, because the Blue Light team has requested us to be allowed to charge users separately for their services. So the monthly recurring contribution amounts will be slightly adjusted downward, but not much, because after a long time an increase was due anyway. And secondly, the Accord team will no longer take a responsibility for the function of IT and phones. This responsibility rests fully now with Blue Light. Tomorrow from 4 to 6 at Teacher Center in Sire in Town Hall Complex, they invite teachers working in the Auroville and outreach schools to the next conversation on integral education, and this week they will offer a workshop on different learning styles. Through the workshop, teachers will be able to identify their own learning styles and also understand the experimental learning cycle. The workshop will be led by Lina and Sheba, working in the field of education since the past 18 years. On Saturday 11th, and between 10 to 12:30 and between 2:30 to 4 at Pichandi Kulam Forest, Herbal Team Health Management in Summer, they are inviting us to Ayurveda and the use of local herbs within how to keep body and mind cool and fresh during the summer. And we will observe what are the changes occurring in the body, any specific ailments, and we will look to which local plants and vegetables we can use this hot season, and which medicinal plant supports the health during the heat. And the afternoon will be dedicated to various herbal preparations and cooling and refreshing techniques. For registration, we should send an SMS to B on 94895056 91. A month-long festival at Adi Shakti to celebrate Vinapani Chawla's birth anniversary, which was yesterday, will be going on. For all those who maybe miss the concert and the plays, you could listen to them on our webpage when they would be uploaded, because Roland was on the site and he recorded it. But anyhow, on Friday 10th of April at 7 p.m. we can go to Yogeni Schwartz The Dragon Play Friday, where the drama school from Mumbai presents the Yogeni Schwartz The Dragon Bahar Danav Das Yudhsan. It's a new Hindi translation by Harsh Gurana and directed by Tusha Pandey and produced by theatre professionals supported by Mumbai Marathi Sahitya Sangh. But on Sunday 12th of April at 7 p.m. we can use a listen to a musical concert, Groove to Trash Music, where Halavatan collaborating with Rauf present Groove to Trash. The main vision of the project, a percussion-based project, is to create music using innovative instruments made from waste plastic and metal, reduce, reuse and recycle. Halavatan aims to clean up the plastic waste that is plaguing India through music. This is a percussion-based project by Montri Maniel, which uses instruments created from waste plastic and metal with the aim to inspire people to think creatively about waste. His instruments are mainly created from used paints, cans, soda cans, PVC pipes and etc., mimicking the street drummers. And then the following week, on April 18 at 7 p.m, they will continue with Under the Mangosteen Tree play in English, which is directed by Rajiv Krishan. Adi Shakti is located in Tata Kotuville, Edain Chavaladi Road, diagonally opposite of Hope. And from Lafisine comes a note that the last August, for safety reasons, they removed the starting blocks at Lafisine. Although the ongoing risk of a diving accident is very small, but the potential consequences in terms of loss of life and injury are so tragic that they are obliged to eliminate the risk altogether by implementing a no diving policy at Lafisine. According to FINA regulations, the minimum required depth for diving in a swimming pool is 1.5 meters, and Lafisine is only 1 meter 37 centimeters at its deepest point, so more than a third of the pool is less than a meter deep. Lafisine team really request our collaboration by setting an example to keep Lafisine a no diving pool. Feet first is fine. All the members of team have a basic life-saving CPR skills, but they are not certified lifeguards. And their duty on the deck is to make sure that the rules of the safety and hygiene are observed by all swimmers to help avoid and assist possible accidents. And they're reminding us again that they are not babysitters, so children under 12 must be supervised by an adult at all times. And here are some words from us. The very good news is that of last week the AC has been installed in the main studio, so the working environment is now very good. Since the partition wall down a couple of months ago is totally protecting the sound environment, and the room temperature is very pleasant. The final bill for the work is 66,750 rupees, and a friend has covered half the expense, so we are looking to cover the remaining amount by some generous person. We are also looking for long-term guests, newcomers, and all our villains to train as radio journalists. The candidate can come by at the Oroville Radio office on the ground floor in Town Hall, or send an email to a@oroville.org. In the effort to provide more easily the content produced by the radio team, we are looking for a software engineer able to develop an app for smartphones, iOS and Android. People passionate on social media who wants to join the radio are welcome to be part of our team in order to share or exchange information, ideas and pictures, videos in virtual communities and networks. Meanwhile, in the coming weeks, we plan to finish the assessment work we had started earlier. As the summer months begin, the number of events are reducing, so we will be focusing on creating content with quality rather than quantity. Our account number is 251369, and we thank you for supporting the Oroville Radio. And let's finish with movies. Today at Savitri Bhavan at 6:30 p.m. they will screen Journey to the Life Divine Part 1. And this film was created in Ashram and covers the lives and work of Sri Aurobindo and the mother from childhood up to November 24, 1926. And in Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall at 8 p.m. we can see an Indian drama, Mumbai My Life, made in India in 2008 by director Nishikanti Kamat. Tomorrow they will screen West Asian drama thriller Omar, made in Palestine in 2013 by director Hani Abu Assad. On Wednesday we can see an interesting documentary, The Act of Killing, made in Denmark in 2012 by director Joshua Oppenheimer. And the mother wrote, "It is only in the calm that one can know and do. All that is done in agitation and violence is an aberration and a folly. The first sign of the divine presence in the being is peace." Thank you for listening us, so you can contact us on oroilradio.org.